This podcast was recorded on the unceded lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We acknowledge and pay our respect to elders past and present. Hi, I'm Dylan Bird, and we're back with Season 2 of Seeing Green, a podcast exploring how Australian cinema has shaped our relationship to land, water and country. In Season 1, we travelled from Australia's remote waterways in the Top End for Rogue.
The crocs that we're looking at today are just as dangerous.
To the parched desert landscapes of Wake in Fright and Mad Max. To the atmospheric coastal wetlands of Storm Boy.
Anyway, wild things should be free.
And now we're back with a new bunch of Australian films and a new cast of experts to put our green-tinted glasses back on and consider the biggest environmental issues confronting us today.
We get a lot of tourists this way looking for the Tassie Tiger.
I couldn't help but thinking, oh, it's Mad Max at Sea.
I was fascinated and, to be frank, perturbed by the place-less character of Seascape in most of this film.
All the scenes are quite ugly and confronting, and that stands in contrast to the landscapes of the natural environment, those long shots of something more beautiful.
This time, we're casting our gaze beyond feature films to also include documentaries.
There have been so many documentaries produced in Australia that have relevance to environmental concerns.
Supplies and mail for lonely cattle stations. Stations measured by thousands of miles, where the man living 100 miles away is your neighbour.
Seeing Green is made at Swinburne University of Technology and Monash University and is supported by an Australian Research Council Discovery Grant. Season 2 dropping in June.